Kitty Goes to Washington by Carrie Vaughn. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2006 by Carrie Vaughn. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Grand Central Publishing, a division of Hatchett Book Group USA, Inc., and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To Robbie, the Force will be with us always. Chapter 1. We have Beth from Tampa on the line. Hello. Hi, Kitty. Thanks for taking my call. You're welcome. I have a question I've been wanting to ask for a long time. Do you think Dracula is still out there? I leaned on the arm of my chair and stared at the microphone. Dracula, as in the book, the character. Beth from Tampa sounded cheerful and earnest. Yeah, I mean, he's got to be the best-known vampire there is. He was so powerful. I can't really believe that Van Helsing and the rest of them just finished him off. I tried to be polite. Actually, they did. It's just a book, Beth. Fiction. They're characters. But you sit there week after week telling everyone that vampires and werewolves are real. Surely a book like this must have been based on something that really happened. Maybe his name wasn't actually Dracula, but Bram Stoker must have based him on a real vampire, don't you think? Don't you wonder who that vampire was? Stoker may have met a real vampire, may even have based Dracula on that vampire. But if that vampire was still around, I suspected he was in deep hiding out of embarrassment. Even if there is a real vampire who was Stoker's inspiration, the events of the book are sheer fabrication. I say this because Dracula isn't really about vampires or vampire hunting or the undead or any of that. It's about a lot of other things, sexuality, religion.